We are learning Masechtas Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Amud Beis. We are beginning approximately 11 lines from the top of Kuf Amud Beis by the two dots. Going back to the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva adds on another person who not get chet olam haba. He says, someone who reads v'svarim hakitzoinim. Now, what's v'svarim hakitzoinim exactly? Zok to Gemara Tana v'sifrei tzedukim. One of Pshat Gemara means the sifrei tzedukim, which means the svarim of the galochim. Maybe it means the svarim that of the kaifrim of the goyim war kaifrim. That's what it means. Rabbi Yosef Amar Chiddush. Even b'sefer ben Sira nami osul mikri. Even sefer ben Sira, you cannot read. And Rashi says yes by divri havoi. There's some shtus in there. Abal leim de bittul Torah. And it comes to bittul Torah from reading this. It's not clear if this also will be something that ain lechelik v'amba. But it sounds like it's called svarim hakitzoinim. We come to bittul Torah, and therefore, if you read this bekvias, it'll be a problem. Havayis osul mikri. It's not clear what he means. It just means osur, or he means that includes in the sifrei svarim hakitzoinim. But in any case, he's saying it's osur. Now, Shaul, why is it osur? Why is it osur to read the svarim of ben Sira? Ben Sira was good advice. So what was wrong with it? So the Marzan has proved that it's shtusim. Marzan, where's the shtusim? Only by my time. What's the reason? It says there, don't take the skin off the fish, the ear of the fish, because there's nothing you can do with that skin. That skin, you rip it off, it just goes to the garbage. So leave it there. Don't take it off. Roast it in fire, and roast it, tart and greetin. You get just from that skin that's roasted, you could eat two pieces of bread. You could use it as a dip for two pieces of bread. So don't waste it. Don't waste the skin that's around the ear of a fish. Now, that's the Zazen Ben Sira. Now, Samara asks, what's wrong with that? Imit Pashte, if you're taking it literally, don't waste the skin. But Raisa Namik Siv, it says also in the Torah, also, idea, you shouldn't waste things. Like Sashkish Seitza, don't destroy a tree, which means about Tashkas, there's this about Tashkas in the Torah also. So that's not like a Divrei Avai. And Imid Rasha, if it doesn't mean literally, what it means is, like the Gemara doesn't say, it means a person should not be boil shaloi kedarka. That's it's like taking something off the ear, which is not a normal thing. So same, it's just referring to being boil shaloi kedarka. Imid Rasha, Ayra Karakamash, the liver shaloi kedarka. You shouldn't be boil shaloi kedarka. Like Rashi says, that the ain hagon la odom l'shanis is darka behind the kam udne. Just like it's not normal, it's the pulling of skin off the ear of a fish. It means not to be like a darka. So also, then also, it's nothing wrong with that. It's giving good advice. So Mara says, I'll try something, a different passage from Ben Sira. Ve'elam shem dechsiv, bas la'avia, a daughter to a father, matmoines shav. It's a treasure that's not really a real treasure. It's a fake treasure. Now, what would it have mean that a daughter is a treasure? So the Mashal explains, because a person would think that since he gets schar from his daughter, first of all, he can sell her for an amma, he can marry off and keep the money, he keeps the maisiyah there. So you look at it, wow, this is mamish, like a piggy bank. A daughter is mamish, a hidden treasure. But it's not. Says Basla via Matwina Shav, it's a fake treasure. From the fright and the anxiety about this daughter, you won't sleep at night. Biktanusa Shematispata. When she's young, you worry maybe someone's gonna convince her to Mizana. Benarusa Shematizana. When she comes to Naira, she's Mizana on her own will. And Bagra Shematinas, maybe she won't get married, this is a crisis. And this is after she's married, Shema Loyola, maybe don't want children. V'hizkina, when she gets older, he's still nervous. Sharon Tasek Shaf, maybe she'll come a kishamacha. So that's what it says in Ben Sira. So it sounds maybe like a Havayim. Or says, no, Harabon Nami Amra. Yavshalom le Zicharim le Kevis. The world's not possible to be without Zicharim at a Kevis. Ashrim Yishav Bonav Zicharim. Oily Mish Bonav Kevis. We have the same idea that Ashrim me pray, you know, lucky is the person who has boys, and an oily person has girls, because girls they're worried about. So the Chazal say it also. Ella. A different passage. Don't let anxiety get into your heart. Why? The Ben Sira says the gavri gibarim katal davia. There's a lot of strong people that got killed from anxiety. So that's not wrong. Also, he said ish, a person who has anxiety should be yisichena. What does that mean? He should get out of his head, try to think about something else. He should talk to other people about it. In any case, it's something good. Ve'elo, a different thing in the Ben Sira. Mishnah Chsiv, mana rabim metoich beisecha. Don't let the whole world come into your house. Lo yakol tavi beisecha. Which means, like the Mishnah explains, of course, take care of a lot of people. But don't do everything in your house. Not everyone has to come into your house. Because then something's going to happen. Either arguments or something. Don't bring everyone into your house. So, that's the Ben Sira. A person should not bring too many friends into the house. Remember, ish reim l'yisra'ah. If you have a lot of friends in your house, l'soif merin lo'y rashi says, correctly, mom, you're lying up fighting with them. Don't bring too many friends into the house. So, Ella, finally, we're going to bring now taka, something that says in Ben Sira, which is taka shtosim alakshan. Ella m'shun d'chsib. It says like this, it says in Ben Sira. Zaldakon is kurtimon. Which means someone whose beard is sparse, he must be a kurtimon. You should know that he's very smart. Okay? Means if you have a sparse beard, you're smart. Avdikon is sachskon. If you have a thick beard, you're a shaita. The nafach bekase, someone who blows the foam off his beer, loy tzachi, must not be thirsty. Just drink the beer. Omar, he says, "B'may ich lachma, I need a dip for my bread. Lachma sabne, take away his bread because he must not be hungry." These are all sayings in Ben Sira which attack Ashtosim. Man de islam abart of dikne, someone who has a split through his beard, kuli amal yachile. No one is ever going to be menatzeach him because he must be very cunning if he has this split beard. Why? Because the whole day he thinks and he pulls his beard down the middle, so you're never going to win this guy because he has that split beard. He got to be scary. That's what it says in Ben Sira, and that we said that it makes a divrei avoy, and therefore Rav Yosef said that you should not read it regularly because it brings the bittul Torah, and he says also lemikri. Zok to Gemara Vayit, Amar Rav Yosef. The good things in Ben Sira, we do say over. What are the good things in Ben Sira? I'm going to give a bunch of examples of following things which are good things that are smart things that are said in Ben Sira. Number one, Isha Toiva Matana Baruba. Having a good wife is a great present, big present, Matana Toiva. Isha Toiva Matana Toiva is a great present. It will be given in the lap of a Yorei Shemayim. We'll get a good wife. Isha ra'a, a bad isha, tzaras abayla, is like leprosy to abayla. Maitakanti, what you do? You go shana beitza, get rid of her. V'yisrap matzarasa, and then you'll get rid of your tzaras. Isha yafa, ashrei baila. Someone who's a good isha, has a good wife. Ashrei baila, lucky is the husband. Mispa yom keflayim, his days will be doubled. Halem, another thing, halem einechem eish eschein. Do not look at your friend's wife. Ben Tilka Matsudusa, maybe get caught in her trap. Which means, like the Mefarshim say, that always the other person's wife looks better. And don't look there because you get caught. I'll take Eitzel Bayalim Shechim Yayim V'Shecher. Don't go to the husband. Don't go eating over, like the couple's eating over with Yayim V'Shecher. Kibitar Isha Yafa Rabim Hushchesu. A lot of people got caught in such an idea. But Tzumim Kol Haruga. And it's very big and strong, all the Harugel, all the casualties that happen from this. Rab Moya Pitzi Reicham Rigum Dava, Amagil Dava. These Reichlin, these peddlers just go around. A lot of times they were Mazana with people. They had a lot of wounds because the husband caught them and gave them a Zapetch that they're starting up, that they're busy with their wives. And therefore, Rab Moya Pitzi Reichel, they had a lot of wounds. Kenitzis Mavi Gechelas. Erva is like a spark that lights up the Gechelas. Kekluv Mali Oif. It's like a cage full of birds. Same thing, these people in Mazana, their houses are full of mirma, full of lies. They have to lie so many times, and therefore the house comes a house full of lies. And the mona rab matech v'secha, lo yikol tov v'secha, we had this before, that don't let everyone come into your house. And rab mir darshi shlomecha, you should have a lot of friends, but gali tzaydech lechem elef, only give out the major secrets to 1 out of 1,000. From even your wife, don't say every secret to your wife. It's not important to say every secret. Don't worry about tomorrow's Sarah. You're not going to know what's happened today. Maybe tomorrow you won't even be alive. So never worry about tomorrow. Always take one day at a time. The pasuk says in Mishlei, "Kol yimei ani ra'im." All the days of ani are bad. So ben siroim af leilis. Even the nights are no good. Why? Because b'shval gagim gagoy. Because his hair hot is on the bottom of the mountain. V'marim harim karmai, and his Kerem, his vineyard is on top of the mountain. Why is that a problem? Because all the rain drips off everyone's roof and bangs on his roof. The whole night he is bang, 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 bang. and we'll offer karam l'krovim, and since it's karam on the top of the mountain, all the soil gets ran off. It doesn't have soil on its mouth. It all goes to the bones on the bottom. So these are the things, the tzaros of ani. Now, once you mention the pasuk kol yimei ani ra'am, I'm going to say a few pshatim in this pasuk of kol yimei ani ra'am v'toyv leiv v'mishter tamei. The pasuk reads like this in Mishlei: kol yimei ani ra'am, all the days of ani are bad. V'toyv leiv v'mishter tamei, and someone has a good heart, he has mishter tamei all the time parties. So simon is there's a different amarayim zera rava mashar shachanina toyv yana yafa yoichna merachim yeshua mekatzer. Omer Rav Zeira. The last few things are Makatsa and Merachim are part of the Gemara's lesson. Omer Rav Zeira, Omer Rav. Ma'idik say, what's the pasuk kol yimei ani ra'am? Elu bali talmud. Those people who learn Gemara. When you learn Gemara, it's very hard, so yimei ani ra'am. V'toyv leiv v'mishter talmud, elu bali mishta. You learn mishta, it's easy, you're happier. That's according to Rav Zeira. Rav is the opposite. Rav am ipcha. The opposite. Why the opposite? Because the opposite, because from the talmud you could paskin. Zog Rashi, the Bali Talmud nenim yegiyoi, shiyod lo hayroiz isin hatav. Bali Mishnah, shoynim ein dey ma'o oimei, doesn't know what they're saying. They ain't murim alach with the Mishnah. Therefore it's better. He brings a pasuk to support it. I don't remember Shashi, but the Rav, my name says in the pasuk, Masiya avonim ye'otzei behem, ba'ikei etzim yuskam behem. So Masiya avonim ye'otzei behem, el Bali Mishnah. The ones who work with the stones, they work very hard, but at the end of the day, they are disappointed as Bali Mishnah, because after all that work, they don't know alach l'maisa. Okay, it's been talking by the Bali Talmud that after learning the sugya, they know the halacha, and they could pass him that, and that makes them warm to it. So my Harusa was pointing out that this is, after learning Gemara, what's the mamish, the ultimate satisfaction? When you go, come halacha l'maisa. That's the ultimate satisfaction when you come out of the sugya in Gemara. Rav Chanina Amar, koyime ani ra'im, mish yesh le isha ra'a, all the days of ani are bad, there's someone has a bad isha. But toiv le Mr. Thomas, as your toiv, someone who's all the time happy, someone who has a good wife. Rabbi Yani Omar, another pshat, I think it's altogether maybe six pshat in here. Rabbi Yani Omar, koi me oni ra'am is that istinus. That's someone who is very picky, is the istinus. Everything bothers him. Every little dirt, every little piece of food, everything drives him crazy. Toiv le Mr. Thomas, as your daita yafa. A guy who's easygoing, he has toiv le Mr. Thomas. Someone has too much rachmanis. He has rachmanis on everything. So he's always in a bad mood. That's someone who's achzari. Obviously doesn't mean the mamash achzari. It means someone who's level-headed when it comes to rachmanis. On top of So go Rashi's second pshat. Daita katsara means that he doesn't get angry so easily. No, daita katsara means he gets angry easily. That's koyim and ram says daita katsara gets angry easily. But toiv leiv mashtom is daita rechava that he's more easygoing. He's not getting angry easily. That's Rashi's second pshat. Rashi's first pshat is again has to do with daiga. That daita katsara means he worries a lot, and zesh daita rechava means he does not worry a lot. Baruch Mishum Alevi, he says pasuk pshat in the pasuk. Koyim oni ra means oni every day is bad. He's eating. He doesn't have anything to eat. He has a hard time. So, Freit Rav Shmuel Levi, Bava Yikah Shabbos Yom Tovim. Heck, he said every single day of an Adi is bad. And Shabbos Yom Tov, Zog Rashi, She'en Lecha Adi B'Yisrael, She'en Lecha Adonim. Everyone has his sourdough with his dips. I'm saying everyone has this. So, what's going on over here? Why are we saying that that's Kolim Yalim Raim? Because Shmuel, the Gemara said, Dama Shmuel, Shinu Vesa Es Tchilas Yom Raim. Now, changing the diet is the beginning of stomach problems. Zog the Gemara Torah Rabbanon. Hakoyre pasuk shall shir hashirim. Someone reads a pasuk of shir hashirim, va'isa kimin zemer, makes it into a song. Va'koyre pasuk of beis mishdois, or he reads pasuk any pasuk of beis mishdois blois manai, mevi ra'a loylam. He brings ra'a loylam, like Rashi says, hakoyre shir hashirim shakoyre benegina acheres she'ain nokabai. Doesn't he read the regular trap? Va'isa kimin shir. Still also says kimin shir. You can't make your own song out of it. So it says, what happens? The Torah is chagera sak ve'medus ve'gadra ve'meres v'ner v'nerish loylam. Asuni b'necha kinekinor. They made me into like a harp shemaganim bar leitzim. That leitzim sing with it. Amalam biti b'shasha ichlim v'shoyis ma'in sasku. What should they do while they're eating and drinking? Amalam v'ner v'nerish loylam. In bali mikrohem yasku v'tayra. If they know chumash l'tlun tayra. U'v'neviyim v'ksuvim. In bali mishtahem yasku mishtah. Learn mishtah. V'alach v'agadis. In bali tamarin yasku v'hilkas pesach. Pesach v'chasateres v'hatzeres. They should learn Hilchos Pesach on Pesach, Hilchos Shuas on Shuas, Hilchos Chag on Chag, Hilchos Sukkos on Sukkos. So that's what they should be doing. Not be singing songs of my these words of the Torah. So how do you pass the Shulchan Aruch? It sounds like over here, you can't, even Shir HaShirim, that's just a song, even that you can't sing. But you definitely can't sing songs. If you look at the Mishnah Berura in Siman Tov Kuf Samach Sivkatan Yadalid, where it says over there in the Shulchan Aruch that Vafilu Shir Bepel Yain Asura Shenema Vashir Le Yistu Yain Vkarnol Kol Yisrael Loi Madivrei Tishpacha Yisir Shal Hadois. The meaning is, the Mechabes, as the Shulchan Aruch says, that we sing Shir Tishpacha Yisrael Hadois on wine. Zok the Mishnah Berura Kasev Lekutei Maril Shaloi Kedin Hu Shemesharim B'Mishta Oitcha Kani Sani V'chi Agavnel Simchas Mareyos. That you read the words from the Torah, that's from Tehillim. So Mishburu comes down in Paskins that he can't sing songs from Sukkim. And so the Mefarshim, and it comes from the Gemara. So the Mefarshim, Mucha, exactly, what is our minig that we do have it? So the Ikka Heter is because, like, even like you look at any of the Lakutin Svarim, like the Dirshim Shabrua, the Ikahata is that if it brings to Yerushalayim and that's the Hata. It says, Achin Lashir, I'm reading you from a Dirshim Shabrua, Achin Lashir Psukim Derech Shvach Vayda, Kazachar Mishcha, Shemutav Loy Amrush, Atarach Erasaka, Vashirim Derech Stoik Vihitl. So today, some of the songs that the words mamash don't clap like Hashem Akdola, like make no sense. So if you sing songs like that, it's taka a real problem, a serious problem of mamash a gemar medina de gemar medina shulchan aruch. So those people who make the songs have to know that it has to be a song that it has episode tam to a yiddish tam to of shiras shabakos haydois and yirashemayim in order to be not be able to gemar. So I can more about it. Finish the two dots. V'shimim belozom v'shimim v'shimim mechananya kol kair pasuk v'zmanoi. Anyone drinks who reads the pasuk v'zmanoi, maybe toiva la'olam. Anyone who reads a pasuk in the right time, he brings good to this world. Shenema davar be'itay ma'toiv. And this is why the Indian to speak about hilchos Pesach la'Pesach chaseres b'serach davar be'itay ma'toiv. If the dvar Torah in the right time is beautiful, and that's what he's saying. That's what Mara said before, that by what you do about the Sudas, you learn Torah. If you're Bali Mishta, Bali Mikra, and if you're Bali Talmud, Yaskub Hilchas Pesach, Pesach, Hilchas Atzeres, Ba'atzeres.